Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
A while back, I asked a whole mess of people to send in notes or letters that basically talk about where they were when the storm came, how they felt about it, and how they feel about the end of the Hydro Collective. This is what the Center Squad sent me in response, and I hope it'll help you remember.
Well, Pa, I'm writing you another letter. Another letter before I go off to maybe face my demise. I'm remembering our time to spend together on the farm. It was always about family, and by family I mean every hard worker we met. It was always about each other. It was always about our little successes and about being happy. And I think I found that. I think I found someone who makes me happy. I hope you'll come home with me and leave this wild adventuring life when this is over. This has been enough excitement for my lifetime at least, and I'm ready to return to the farm you've left me. I'm ready to return and trek to the lounge every sunset and play games and gab on about this season's crops, and good play, and how's your daughter, and oh, fancy jacket, Yua. Keep you mighty warm. You remember Yua. Always getting them fancy things from the cities. With this venturing group, I'm dedicated to them. I really want their success. I'm working for something much greater than me. Perhaps the farm may even be mine at the end of this. And by that I mean, there'll be no more Hydro Collective. The land will be ours again, Pa. It'll be my farm. And I'll take mighty good care of it. And I'll be able to go back, spending every day collecting water, and going to the lounge, and celebrating all the small things that we have in life. I miss you every day, Pa.
Dear Mama, I hope this letter finds you well. It's been a crazy couple days here. It's been a crazy lifetime. I mean, as I'm writing you this, I'm going through a lot of different emotions. Ones that I couldn't even begin to put together, even if I had the whole English language in my arsenal. I'm sorry that this may come out of the blue to you, but I wanted to say things that I felt needed to be said. Things that should have been said long ago. But I was scared. Let me start from the beginning, and as you always said, it was always a great place to start. You and Dad have raised me to be an upstanding citizen of the law, to always do the right thing, even in the midst of trials and tribulations beyond our understanding, and I know that those were numerous. And I upheld those ideals, those good, upstanding ideals, for the longest time as a kid. But there was a lot that happened in my life. From the span of my childhood with you and Dad, to the times that I ventured out onto my own, and I tried to experience the world firsthand for what I thought it was. And looking back on it, it was stupid of me to do this. I understand that now. I was not ready for the battles that would await me in this life, including the one I'm about to face by the time you're reading this. I just want you to know that I'm sorry. I want Dad to know I'm sorry. From all of our talks and lessons from when I was growing up, I thought I had everything figured out. You know, it took me a while when we were first starting. It took me a lot to learn. But I thought I had it. I thought I was smart and confident. But it took me until now to realize that I was anything but that. I was not ready. I missed you guys more than I even began to realize. But I need to get these things off my chest. I'm a bad man. I've done things that no amount of repentance will be able to achieve. I just wish to write you to let you know so that if I may suffer at the hands of death whenever I go through this battle, I might still leave this earth partially cleansed from my transgressions. As a business inspector who was always motivated by the words of his parents that he was a smooth talker, and I believe that, I still believe that, I ventured out to improve the lives of those who sought my freelance work. People would hire me to look at the corporations and see what improvements could be made. It was good, honest work in my eyes. However, times were difficult, and there were many occasions where I did not have enough money to get food, to get anything to drink, or a place to rest. As a result, when I couldn't find things to say, I would make up problems of my own. I would scam the people who hired me in the hopes of fishing more money out of them, in exchange for just one more day on this planet. Because I always had the mindset that anything can change in the span of a day. And maybe, just maybe, this will be the last time that I had to scam someone. Maybe because tomorrow will be the day where everything will work out for me. It never came. But whenever I did see problems that actually existed, I would do the honest thing. I would help the business owner find those solutions. And I believe that it was good work, as I've stated before. Because I thought that I was actually helping people. And I convinced myself of that for a long time. I thought, yeah, maybe I might be a scam artist, but I've been benefiting more than drawing them back. You know, I was finding good work more often than when I was having to lead people astray. But I know now that still does not make what I did right. I was a scam artist in the trade, and I didn't ever get what I needed. Now I apologize if some of these words are a little hard to read. My tears are rolling down the side of my face onto the page, but maybe these tears will make you feel like a little part of me is in this page. A little part of my soul is in these words that I'm giving to you. And I just wanted to let you know that I am eternally grateful for all of the beautiful wonders and blessings that you and Paul have given me to make my life what it is. I so desperately, desperately wish I could go back and keep myself at home where I know now my heart and soul have always belonged. And I must admit, I am afraid. I'm an afraid man for what awaits me. And I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what joys or struggles tomorrow will bring. But just know one thing. If you or Paul ever miss me, just look up at the night sky. Count the stars. because each one of those stars is a blessing that you both have given me throughout my whole life that I will never be able to fathom how lucky I was to receive. And just know that you both have saved me from a life that was destined to fail from the very beginning. But you always believed in me, and you always gave me a fighting chance because you know that I was a person of dignity. That I was a person, and I was worthy of respect. I'm sorry. I'm really, really breaking up over this. I hope you're still able to read this. I'm sorry. I will never forget you both. Never in a million years. And if I would ever be so lucky to return from this battle, scathed or unscathed, I will cry tears of joy upon returning to you, upon returning home again with my partner that you met. That's the life that I want to live. This was exactly what I needed to see. How much I needed to grow more into the person that you and Pa had taught me to be. If I'm ever so fortunate, I will cry tears of joy coming back to you, ones that will flood this desert beyond our wildest imaginations. And it will be a great celebration if I'm ever so fortunate for you to take me back. But I wanted to be honest with you, because I know you've taught me how important the truth is. The truth always comes through. I didn't believe that until now. But it always comes through, regardless of how delayed it is. And this is my final moments to come clean to you and let you know just how much you both have meant to me and will always mean to me. My spirit is forever with you, and you both are always, always in my heart. Love, Matthias.
Where was I when the storm came? Well, at the time, I was working for a cloud condensation business in the Philadrian city formerly known as Highwash, and I was doing reasonably well there. I didn't really have the chance to move up the ranks too much, as I was reasonably new to the business, but I guess that didn't matter too much. All I remember is that there was this thunderous cacophony from below, and then everything started to fall. Everybody was just shocked for a second, as if it weren't real, but we knew. We all knew. I'm not sure why, but I don't really remember screaming. It's just like something in me clicked. And I remember people, we were all trying to get to these gliders and parachutes. They were mandatory to keep around, but I remember my company, we didn't really keep up to snuff that well. And it was just pandemonium. And I remember I ended up getting a parachute off of the body of someone who just got shot from one. And they, there was this, screaming about getting the woman and the children out first, but, anyways, I was able to get a parachute faster than most. So, I saw the city as it fell to the ground below, and I heard those screams fade as I got closer to the ground, but after the city hit, it was just silent. And I mean dead silent. I never heard anything like it in my life. Next thing I heard and saw was a massive storm in the distance. It was now cold, the Arkwind.
Hello. I do not remember the storm forming. I do not remember a lot. But I remember a lot. Blue skies, green and blue, red sky at night, sailor's delight, dried up. Red, copper desert, flying cities, living underground, in the dark. Everything comes to an end. By fire or cold, by sickness or something else. I have had many ends. This will not be my last end. I do not remember the storm forming. I woke up in the sand. I do not remember where I was before that. I don't remember much of the people who found me. Maybe you do. They took me in. Taught me to survive this world. This was a cruel world to be reborn into. And reborn. And reborn. And reborn. Kaz was my name then. That's what they tell me. I have had many names. Kaz, Genova, Ada, Charlie, Scraps, Andy, Genova, Sam, Sally, Onyx, Genova, 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 Genova. Now I am again. I do not know who I was. I do not know who I will be. This is not my first apocalypse. It will not be my last. I will survive again and again and again and again.
So, tell me, do you remember now, Genova? Hey guys, Alex here. We made the announcement on Twitter, but I don't know if we've talked about it in the actual podcast yet. But after this campaign, we're going to be on indefinite hiatus. It is possible that we will return in the future in perhaps another format. We've talked about some things, we have some ideas, but for now, we are busy college students and we are going to focus on finishing that up. But I mean, if you've made it this far, thank you. Seriously, you're awesome. My philosophy with this project has always been that if at least one person listens to it and enjoys it, then the entire thing is worth it. So to those who are here at the end after two whole campaigns, we raise a glass. We raise a mug of tea, we raise a mug of coffee and piss to you. I'll see you in the storm, cowboys.